Yazoo City is a small rural town located in west central Mississippi. And while the town is roughly 87% black, its school district is almost entirely segregated.
Segregation here in Yazoo City is still at a point, and it should not be. Our schools are 99.5 black. And at 0.5 that is not black is because the parent can't put them anywhere else in a private school. I think that shouldn't be. Public schools should be a reflection of our city.
That's Carolyn Johnson, and she worked for nearly four decades as a fourth grade teacher and spent about 25 of those years in Yazoo City. In that time, she noticed glaring proficiency problems.
When I was teaching fourth grade, it was just too many that cannot read. Because if you can't read, you can't do math, you can't do anything.
And she says there was widespread instability.
What I'm seeing in our school and in public school is too high turnover. They're seeing sometimes before they can finish in one school year, they have gone through three or four teachers.
So after retiring from teaching, Johnson decided she wasn't done being an educator. This past July, she used her retirement money to open up a preschool in Yazoo City.
My dream here, Yazoo Gifted Academy, not just a place that you can bring your child to be babysit, but actually to learn how to read and how to be part of the society.
Johnson is helping Yazoo City kids get into the right track before entering the public school system. But her preschool has only 22 children, so she's only reaching a fraction of Yazoo City's 2,400 public school students. And to help the poorest school district in the state of Mississippi, it's going to take a lot more than one teacher with a dream, especially in a town and a county with high poverty that shows no signs of letting up. Sarah Kleiner is a federal politics reporter for the Center for Public Integrity, and she recently traveled to Yazoo City as part of the Abandoned in America series that we've been highlighting all week.
The Yazoo City School District, the municipal school district there, is one of the worst in the state of Mississippi. And that's one of the reasons why we decided to go there, to talk to the people there, to find out how they feel about their education system, and to find out what can or is being done about it.
Now, you visited four of the district's public schools. Can you tell us or describe for our listeners a little bit about what you saw? What were the conditions like?
So a few of the schools are actually in very good shape. They are modern. There's new tables in the high school cafeteria, and those were in good shape. The oldest building in use by the district is Webster Elementary School, and this is for children who are just starting out. This is for pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade students. And the desks were marred from years of use. Their bathroom was partially out of order. There was peeling paint in the hallways, and you could tell that, you know, it had been repainted and repainted and repainted over and over again. This is the facility where the heating system had gone out a couple of years ago, and some parents tried to pay to have it fixed, tried to help the school district. And then the heating system couldn't keep up last winter, and one parent had to go and pick his child up early from school. So it's in rough shape, and the issue is that they don't have, there just isn't a tax base there. It's very low. They don't have a lot of income coming in, so they don't have resources to pour into this old facility.
Let's talk a little bit about race and how the demographics of these schools are playing into what you saw down there.
Sure. So what I found in my reporting is that in Mississippi, this has happened across the state. 49 of 145 school districts are more than three quarters African American. 19 districts are more than three quarters white. So the schools there have resegregated in a big way. And this is particularly true in Yazoo City, where in 1970, black students entered white schools for the first time. And there, after that period, white students started going to private school or they moved out to Yazoo County. And the school district there now is 98% black. And if you look across the state of Mississippi, none of the districts that are more than three quarters black are rated A or B. None of the districts that are more than three quarters white are rated D or F. So the gravity of the situation cannot be overstated.
Now, is that, you mentioned that's the tax base, but is that really the only reason why these schools are, where you're seeing the discrepancies in these schools? Is it only financial? What else is driving this?
So there's a lawsuit by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and it was filed in 2017. It's on hold right now. Actually, a judge in Mississippi decided that the state of Mississippi couldn't be sued over this, but the lawsuit is against the state, and it says that it still has a separate and unequal school system, that there are differences between the quality of education. There is a difference between the quality of education that Black students are receiving and the quality of education that white students are receiving. Teacher retention, quality of facilities, income plays into all of this.
Now, you spoke to the district's new superintendent, and that person's name is Georgia Ingram.
We have several challenges to face in the upcoming 18-19 year. Our challenges is to get community support, build our teacher morale, and to make sure that we increase student achievement and our teacher capacity throughout the district.
She's the district's third superintendent in 4 years, which indicates to me not just instability, but what's happening there?
It's definitely an unstable situation. And when a district gets poor marks year after year after year, it's very hard to retain a leader. But what, you know, the local folks were saying is that they need someone to stick around. They need someone to stay and implement a plan.
Sarah Kleiner is a federal politics reporter for the Center for Public Integrity. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And you can find a link to the Abandon in America project from the Center for Public Integrity at thetakeaway.org.